mozkem vím, že hrabou vypadla, že kvíli to vypadlo. Ale ona naříká země.
Já jsem se narodila mezi těma lidma, já mama, je to, pro mě je to doma.
A trailer for Coal in the Soul by Martin Dušek and Andrej Provázník, which last weekend won the main prize at the Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival, the leading event of its kind in the Czech Republic. The original Czech title translates literally as Women of the North Bohemian Brown Coal Mining District, pointing to the film's central theme, two women with diametrically opposing viewpoints on whether a small town named Horní Jiřetín should be razed to the ground to allow mining to continue in the area. Martin Dušek says he'd been trying to find a female excavator driver for a Czech television program when he first spoke to one of the protagonists of the award-winning documentary, Czech coal spokeswoman Ljubljana Novotná.
She told me directly during the first minutes that her deal in the company is very difficult because she's got the whole coal industry behind her, and she's the person who has to explain the people that their homes should be damaged because of the coal. And I realized that this woman is the right character for this program I was working for. And then I went there, and I realized that the whole thing is even more interesting, that there is this other woman, Hanna Krejčová, the working on the chateau. She works as this castle warden on a chateau which was demolished partly during the communism, and is right above the mining field. So you must imagine the mining field, which is from horizon to horizon. It's really a giant gap.
The hour-long film offers a rounded portrayal of Czech coal's Novotná and anti-mining activist and former musical theatre backing singer Hanna Krejčová. While we get intimate glimpses of their private lives, the main focus is on their contrasting opinions. Co-director Andrej Provázník says balancing the views of the two didn't prove difficult.
We just gave them possibility to say what they want, but it was very difficult to get really close and deep with the relationship with them, because they are very strong women with strong attitude on their business or on what they want to. In the first part of shooting, they thought that they will use us as a part of their propaganda. And just then, in the middle of shooting, they somehow realized that we want something else, that we want to go deeper into the problem in their lives. So they had some kind of crisis in the middle of shooting. But both of them then started to cooperate again, and we finished the shooting.
Provázník says the film doesn't present either protagonist in a better light than the other, but its makers couldn't help but form an opinion on the main issue.
Of course, we don't want this whole area destroyed and demolished by the heavy industry. We don't want the heavy industry to go on, to continue, because it's a big ecological issue. And I think everybody who comes to this place and see what man can do with the area, with landscape, then you have to be on the side of humanity and to say no, stop this, don't go on.
Třeba jí vadí, ani neví proč, aby se dozvěděli o tom, o celém procesu těžby, aby viděli ty úžasné stroje, které tady jsou, a aby viděli taky to, jak se potom obnovuje krajina po těžbě.
In 1991, the government imposed limits on mining in North Bohemia, a region that had suffered environmental devastation under communism. However, as reserves elsewhere have become exhausted, pressure has grown over the years for those restrictions to be removed. This summer, the current Czech government won praise from green activists for promising not to rescind the limits, a pledge that will have been music to the ears of many residents of Horní Jiřetín. But there's more to the matter, says Martin Dušek.
it's not like that if the government will break the limits, it means that it's sure that the people will lose their homes, because they have to voluntarily decide and sell it to the coal company. But I think the company will use some strategy how to get it. They have already founded a group called Dialogue. It means dialogue with the mining company, and there are people who want to sell their homes to company, because that's the way how they are going to do it, to buy house by house, and finally persuade the rest. So the people, if they really want to save the Jiřetín, it's mainly up to them, up to the community. They have to resist all the pressure. It's not about breaking the limits.
Já jsem ještě nelečil raketou, ještě ne. To je časem pojď, možná se podívá na hodnič. To je smíru.
Dušek and Provázník's previous film, their first, also turned the spotlight on a small community in North Bohemia. A town called Hermitage portrays the unusual mix of people living in Dolní Polstavna, a border town not actually that far from Horní Jiřetín that was resettled after the expulsion of Germans after World War II. The filmmakers explain the appeal of working in the region.
I think it got two reasons. One is for sure that my colleague, my co-director, was born in this area and he is somehow very interested in this area. I wasn't, but anyway, the second thing is that that this part of the Czech Republic is very photogenic, and you can come up to very very strong political, social and ecological issues in this area, and that's why we are interested in it.
Yeah, and they are in a raw form in this area, and everything is in a big contrast: the landscape, the stories of the people, the history. So everything is kind of enhanced there, and that's why we like to shoot there.
Yeah, you can see lots of problems that exist in the Czech Republic in this area, but you can see it in very very strong way, and you can portray lots of problems of Czech Republic here.
The duo's debut took the top prize at the Jihlava Documentary Film Festival in 2007. Repeating that success has been gratifying to the 30-something directors, though they were disappointed to learn that the previous prize money of 150,000 Czech crowns wasn't part of the award this year.
For me personally, it means that we got some style that you can recognize, and that we should go on with filmmaking.
Yeah, it means also some money you get from the Jihlava Film Festival, usually, but not this year. And I mean, this is what matters to us, because we could buy some equipment, for example, or we could stay at home and write something and prepare something with Ondřej. Instead of it, we got this iron thing, the award, and surely it will help us a bit, but for documentary film directors, the prize money are important as well.
After making two successful documentaries together, Ondřej Provázník and Martin Dušek are looking to broaden their horizons with their next project.
I think we are step by step getting closer to feature film. So all the time we are discussing some topics, some stories that we would like to film as a feature film. So I think the next step is to go in this area.
Yeah, since the documentary fortress is overtaken, we have to find another target.
And that edition of The Arts, brought to you by Ian Willoughby, brings us to the end of